Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Daily podcasts are available at dailydownload.com.
Cars together good, and I got me a car that was made on Wednesday. On Wednesday.
If you on Wednesday.
A new car, you just better hope you're not
on Wednesday.
Get one made on Wednesday.
They are tickling those 88s. And it's almost 8 after the hour. What other things can we do with 8 in it? We could do E-I-G-H-T, Jay. We could do A-T-E. What else can we do for 8? We could just do the figure 8. Turn it upside down and still is a figure 8. All right. So silly stuff abounds and the serious stuff as well. Organizing our thoughts for this hour of the Good Day program. Wednesday, March the 20th is upon us. The first real day of spring. And I think I explained it yesterday, hopefully well enough so that people got it, but maybe not everybody heard. The reason that we're starting a day early this year is because of leap year. If you go back over history, normally the if we have a non-leap year year, the first day of spring is the 21st, and then it's sort of the first full day is the 22nd. But we're backed up a day this year because we have a leap year. And so it all works out in the end, right? My attitude is to look at things in an ideal way, and then is there what's the connection, do you think, Jay, between idealism and ideas? Do you think that there, you know, the root of ideal is idea, I-D-E-A. So when we come up with ideas, are they always ideal ideas, or sometimes are they not such good, not so ideal?
Well, it's at least ideal to have ideas.
There you go.
If something doesn't work, then you can find out, okay, well, that one doesn't work. Let's keep moving on.
Yeah, correct. Amundo. All right, so Jay Kirshner is here at the Ready. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, driving you into less than distracting territory. I might remind you, every weekend, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell spend an hour each on our Good Day Health program. This weekend, Ken Kronhaus, in his hour of Good Day Health, is going to talk about what happens when you combat stress. I will not tell you what happens, but you'll want to listen to hear in the podcast also at gooddayhealthshow.com, venting and what that does to your health and well-being. Ken is a cardiovascular specialist, a preventative cardiologist, and so a lot of the things that we talk about have to do with your cardiovascular health, and this week will be no different. There's lots of stuff that has to do with the sugar and what happens, a lot of warning signs about taking different drugs for losing weight and the treatments for making your immune system stronger. And as you might expect, what he and Jack have in common, their approach to health has to do with what you eat. Because basically food is medicine, or if you eat crappy food, then you got to go get other medicines. Mm-hmm. But my invitation stands for those of you who want to know more about your health and well-being. Please give us a listen each weekend, different times. What is the old expression? Consult your local listings. The stations all publish what they do, what programs they have on Monday through Friday, and the programs they have on the weekend, what time they're on, et cetera, et cetera. So hopefully you will take advantage of the things that we offer as basically a public service. Brought to you in part by the folks at Progressive Insurance, insurance for your motorcycle, your car, your boat, your RV. So you know the story. You want protection wherever you are, the road, on the water. You can save dough at 800-PROGRESSIV, or you go to progressive.com and you will find the same helpful treatment. So there were 5 presidential primary states in action yesterday. You live in Ohio, Jay. Let's start with Ohio. It looks like the guy that Trump backed for the Senate primaries, what's his name, Moreno?
Yeah, yeah, the entrepreneur.
Yeah, he was a car dealer, I think, wasn't he? I'm not mistaken.
He is taking it over. Yep.
Yeah. What do we know about him and what his deal? The current senator who's up this time around is Sherrod Brown, who's a Democrat. So this guy's going to they'll face off against each other in November. So how much weight does Trump have? Didn't we talk about the fact that Trump wasn't as, it doesn't seem, because Ohio goes, it's kind of like one year it's a Democratic state and next year it's a Republican state.
Oh, yeah.
So where is it floating?
Definition of a swing state. Well, yeah. So the thing is Moreno is Trump endorsed, but I think it was like sometime last week or the week before that he had actually said in an interview while he happy to be Trump endorsed, he doesn't want to be tied to Trump. Like, he doesn't want that to be his identifier.
Smart.
Of like, oh, he's Trump endorsed. He wants to prove that, like, what he can do on his own.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see what happens. And then
that's smart. What else happened in Ohio? Anything outrageous? Anything that was unexpected in a sense? That was probably
the primary for president really didn't matter. It was already been decided.
Right.
So all eyes were on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So what happened in Arizona? There was the Marianne Williamson thing. There was I thought it was interesting because she's sort of a dark horse, a lady who's very spiritual, kind of an interesting character. And she's made herself visible last time and this time. So people who have that philosophy, and I happen to be one of them, actually, if I could vote for her and I thought it would make a difference, then I would vote for her. But I think that my choice being I'm sticking to Kennedy. Be interesting to see who his running mate is. He's supposed to announce that, I think, this week, too, isn't he? Didn't he say he was going to say who his running mate was? Yeah. Anyway, okay, so what else happened in Arizona? Anything that amounts to anything?
No, I'm just getting a kick out of all of the headlines that I keep seeing, where it's all like, Biden, Trump, projected to win. Seriously?
So what? Yeah. Right. Yeah. So what?
Seriously?
It's kind of a bunch of... I feel kind of like a zombie sometimes. When you look at all of this stuff, they've all become zombies. The politicians are zombies. The people who support them. Look at some of these people. And maybe this is not unique to this era. You know, you can go back over I remember being at a couple of conventions and covering them, talking about them, doing radio shows from there. And the people, the hats, the outfits they wear, it's just pretty outrageous and kind of silly, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but maybe that's part of politics. What happened in Florida?
Well, before we move on, but Arizona, like Ohio, is, you know, more and more as
swing.
The years go on, becoming a swing state too. They have more purple status, swinging back.
Is that because of the larger Hispanic population growing?
I think it's just the shifting demographics in general. Arizona is, parts of it are very transient.
Yeah, well, and the other side of it is that about a third of the state, the population of the state, is Hispanic, and so that has to count for something. But as usual, the Democrats think all Hispanics should vote with them. And that's not the case. That hasn't been the case for the last couple of elections. And it's very different. The Hispanics, those who are Hispaniolas, not Hispanics necessarily, that are in the Southwest are a whole lot different than the Hispaniolas who are in the Southeast. The Cubans are a whole lot different in terms of philosophy, politically, religious, all that stuff, than what you find in the Southwest. It's very interesting that a lot of people clump them all together, and no, it's not. It's like saying all Protestants are the same. Well, no, they're not. The Methodists are a whole lot different than the Lutherans, and Episcopalians are a lot different than the Congregations. You know, that's kind of, we have all kinds of different ways of dividing ourselves instead of being together. All right, so let's see. What happened in, we done with Arizona, what happened in Florida? Anything interesting?
Trump won Florida.
Wow, no,
came
really?
In third.
Who did?
DeSantis came in third.
Oh, really? Nikki Haley came in second? It just tells you something about DeSantis. It's funny, and I say this lovingly about myself. I'm pretty good at spotting and figuring out who people are and what they're about. And I've always said that DeSantis is a $3 bill. Phony, phony, phony. And people can see through that, frankly. Let's see, Illinois. Were you going more Democratic voters in Illinois? It depends. The cities in Illinois, really, Chicago is a big Democratic stronghold. But when you go downstate, man, you're going to forget about the Democrats, pretty much. And did that hold up yesterday? There was no real contest, I don't think, in Illinois.
Yeah, there's no real one.
Yeah, and the same in Kansas. All right, so it was pretty ho-hum, a ho-hum sort of a day, if you will, in terms of politics. And so can we wash our hands of this and not have to talk about it anymore? Here's the okay. So the other headline. There's always these. You know, Trump loves to and does a very good job of, and the news media falls right in to his grasp. And all the headlines about Trump this, Trump that, pro-Trump attorney arrested after court hearing about leaked emails. Trump sues ABC for defamation over reports citing rape case, so he's going to sue ABC and George Stephanopoulos personally. Okay, so what? Former Trump aide goes to jail. Okay, yep. That's not the only thing that's going on in the world. Matter of fact, in the next half hour, I want to talk about who may be the next James Bond, and also what Mackenzie Scott, remember her married to Bezos, got all that dough? What she's the latest donation that she's making, all that stuff coming up here on Good Day. At the moment, though, let's talk about this week and Calitrin as we move away from, you know, there's still the promotional thing that they have for St. Patrick's Day, but as we spring ahead, they have even more interesting deals. There's always a deal. With extra daylight savings time, people start getting more motivated to get healthy. And so the folks at Calitrin think this is a good time for you to get awesome, right? There's page after page at toploss.com of how this works, how you can connect. So check it out for yourself. The Calitrin team is ready to help you out at toploss.com. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its head-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, 23 after the hour, it's social media time. That is trending items on social media, normally having to do with celebrities. And so today, a couple of names. Mackenzie Scott's one of them. We'll talk about her in a few moments. But also, Lady Gaga is on the list. She has expanded her residency. We'll tell you how long she's going to be there. The Great American Songbook, which is her focus. She is quite the star. I think she has lots of talent. I find her to be quite an interesting character. Just never mind what she sings, what she looks like, how she carries herself. She's just a very interesting character. And I think she's also, is she Mensa? Did I read that someplace that Lady Gaga's a Mensa?
Oh, is she? That would surprise me, but I haven't heard that.
I think she is. Okay, anyway, so we'll talk a little more about Lady Gaga and why she is trending right after this here on Good Day.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
What a great pop song this is. Lots of percussion. So, Lady Gaga is 37 years old. She's accomplished a whole heck of a lot in the last, 15, 20? How long have we known who Gaga was? I remember naming a cow after her.
Just Dance, I feel like. That was the first one that really got us.
Yeah. And how long ago was that?
Knowing the name Lady Gaga.
Gaga. Oh, Gaga. Excuse me.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. I named a cow after her, I don't know, 50. It must have been when she first came on the scene, because I was fascinated with the name. Anyway,
2008. That's when it was.
Yeah, was it? Okay, that would have been about right. Yeah. Lady Gaga, she was a big brown cow. Lady Gaga. Anyway, so we're not talking about the cow. We're talking about the lady who has expanded her residency in Vegas into the summer of this year. Very popular at the MGM Dolby Live Theater. And so she got, actually, it's a standards kind of a show. It's not pop. Jazz, she likes that sort of thing. She does certain renditions of her hits in it. Did you ever see her? You ever seen Lady Gaga?
No, I've never seen her perform live, but that's definitely on a to-do list.
Yeah,
I've heard that she puts on, not only, like, she is a true entertainer. She's not just a performer. She's not
she's
just
a showgirl.
Like, yes, yeah, she is 100% entertainer.
Yeah. Well, she was very, very sweet with the Tony Bennett thing, too. I think that went a long way to making her acceptable for pretty much everybody.
Well, she's classically trained. Like, yeah. And I feel like it almost took her relationship with Tony for people to, a lot of fans already knew that and grasped that and recognized that. But I think it took the Tony Bennett connection for people to really realize she's not just some pop princess.
Credibility, right, exactly. So anyway, she has been sharing photos and clips on social media of herself working in the recording studio. A lot of things. She's very talented and so good. This would be good for her. A lot of people like to see her. So her Las Vegas residency expands. The Good Day program expands as well. Stick around. 28 after now.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone using their basic obedience, sit, stay, down, and come. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever word you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look into Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, "Hey guys, puppy up," and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
It's not your typical weight loss formula. It's not a diet product that suppresses your appetite. It doesn't make you feel sick or jittery. It's not working against your body. It's actually working with your body naturally. You take it at bedtime. It helps with sleep, which I know that's going to be great for this time of the year with the time change. It helps with joint pain. It helps repair and rebuild lean muscle tissue, which is what is revving up your metabolism naturally, without drugs, without stimulants. So it's safe even if you're on medications. And if you give it time to work, it's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days.
Now, what do we have as incentives? Because there's always some kind of incentive.
Well, we do have a daylight savings special, our daylight savings deal that is discounts on every bottle of Calitrin. So it doesn't matter whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it.
Daylight savings.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Negotiations for a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are ongoing, according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are working 24/7, leaning in, trying to make sure that we get that hostage so that we have a temporary ceasefire so that we can get that all-important aid into Gaza.
Additionally, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is scheduled to visit Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week as part of diplomatic efforts related to the conflict. Forbes says Donald Trump is ruling out Vivek Ramaswamy as his top VP pick. Forbes reported that Trump told the biotech entrepreneur that he was not in the running, but that Vivek could get a cabinet position in the event Trump wins in November. Trump is apparently looking for someone that he is more ideologically aligned with as his running mate. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Daily podcasts are available at dailydownload.com.
A powerful food. Cake can actually bring people together.
It's Bill's birthday. Yeah, I hate that guy. It's cake in the conference room. Well, I should say hello. See how he's doing. I mean, admit it, when you hear the song Happy Birthday, all you're thinking is, hey, I'm getting some free cake. During the song, happy you're just wondering birthday, what kind man. It is. Hope it's chocolate for me.
I hope it's lemon for me with, now let's see, white cake with lemon frosting. Does that make it for you, Jay? What are you think is your favorite cake?
Oh, what is my favorite cake? I just like cake. I mean, give me the white, give me the chocolate, give me the swirl one, the marble, a chantilly lace. I'm not big on the fruit-flavored cakes. even though Chantilly Lace is decorated with fruit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's okay. All right, James Collins is in our main studio in Dallas. What's your favorite cake?
Oh, it's got to be ice cream cake, actually.
Ice cream cake?
Yeah, yeah.
What
you ever had that?
Flavor ice cream?
I'm a vanilla guy. Everyone makes fun of me because I just like vanilla. It's vanilla. Either it's Rocky Road or vanilla.
Mr. Vanilla.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Rocky Road and vanilla. Oh, there's kind of a wide gap between those two, actually. So the National Association of Broadcasters is taking up the cause of accuracy in news and online conversation. And when I say online, I'm including radio, because radio actually, local radio, national radio, is delivering more audience than anybody else. You can, all these people talk about podcasts and streaming. Yeah, there are a lot of people who are doing that. But right now, and still, the number one source for people getting news, especially, and it's not an age thing, as it turns out. It's not television, it's radio. So there is a toolkit that has been designed. This tells you something about the times, what we're actually faced with and living in, Jay. Guidelines for debunking false information. This is going to be one of the most popular downloads around, because there is so much misinformation. How do you counteract it? The things that voters need to know, mostly this is built around polling and guides to voting and that sort of thing. But there still are a lot of, the whole thing about accuracy in media. We are, if you'll pardon the pun, every day trumped by another story that you wonder, is this believable or not? So what they're trying to do, obviously, because it's in their corner, to get trust in the news media up, to bring it up. But as I said, radio is the most reliable news source now, according to any number of consultations. Not the conversations on the talk shows, but the news itself that's presented, usually top and bottom of the hour. That's where a lot of the research certainly suggests that there are reasons to believe how the news is presented. Now, take into account, there are networks like Fox that still do the axe grinding. So when Fox News tells you that they're fair and balanced, they aren't, and they never have been, and they never will, because it's not in their best interest to be that way. And even CBS leans to the left, and PBS leans to the left. And so even though I'm trying to boost the value of the quote-unquote journalism that takes place, I'm going to ask James to jump in on this conversation. So you do news on one of the Dallas stations on the weekends.
Yeah.
And I wonder how you prepare. What were you taught to do, and how do you prepare for your newscast? Because you do news right at the bottom and the top of the hour
for
on the
sure.
station.
Yeah, and we do some national news, and some of that we pull from Fox, actually. But we also do local news, and for that we have sources that gather news for us. We get emails and push notifications about different things that are breaking in Dallas. And I basically write out stories. I do some voice liners, record them, air them for the weekend, and then we'll leave them for the weekdays so that our news host will be able to carry the conversation on throughout the week.
Mm-hmm. And so when you were a kid, well, you still are a kid, but growing up, how
older.
did you yeah, you're older than you're older than a young kid.
Yeah.
What about the way you learned about what was going on as you grew up? And maybe Jay, I'd ask you, because, I mean, I'm pretty traditional, and I've been on radio since I was 17, so I've always used the radio to get my news, and that's always been. And I can, because I guess I'm in the business and I know how it works, I can separate the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah.
But as a kid growing up, did you pay attention to the news, James, at all?
I wouldn't say so. It's more you just absorb the knowledge. You don't really know what's going on until you get to see behind the curtain. And then once you learn what's behind the curtain, you start to see all the flaws and all the like biases that are happening in a lot of the news stations. When I went to college, what they really tried to push was being as neutral as possible and telling the facts and, not playing to one side or the other. You know, that's really what we were taught primarily.
Mm-hmm. Jay, you've done a stint in when you've done local morning radio programs, doing news and that sort of stuff. How did you ever have any real training? But given the fact you grew up in a radio family, your father.
Yeah, it was more osmosis for me. I never paid attention to when I was actually learning it because the whole take your daughter to work day was put your daughter to work day. And I enjoyed it. I liked going in. I was typing up reports and transcribing like different things back in the day where you would take voice recorded notes. And sometimes, like, if the person who typically did that was out, I would be in there listening to my dad's notes on stations, like the different things, and typing them up and focusing on the news. And I don't specifically remember this, but my mom has told me the story enough times that I feel like it's become a memory for me. But there was one time regarding news that I came home from school and I basically repeated somebody else's opinion as my own. And my mom started asking all these follow-up questions and was like, okay, so what's your opinion? So that's this person's opinion. What's your opinion? And kind of taught me like how to gather the facts myself to form my opinion. And that ever since then is basically one of those things. And I do know, like I say it now, form your own opinion. Opinions are not facts. And don't even look at one news source. You have to look at multiple news sources for things. And my first time in radio was for a talk show. It was a teen and young adult get help type of talk show. And so the news I was really immersed into were different, like, mental health situations and addictions and all of that stuff, but you start looking in the news for other stories of how people came through, like the good news stories and stuff. And then once I moved into music radio, it was, while we did have show prep, and I value my morning show partner for this so much, we had show prep services. So people would send us the things and it would be all of the stories, and it would even have some talking points and one-liners and, you know, the here's a joke and a punchline regarding the story, like did all the work for you. And my morning show partner was like, read through those, but then go and do your own research as well and come up with your own things. Because the fact is, all of the other stations get the same prep and they're doing the same thing and they're going to say the same stuff.
Yeah, and you hear the same thing across the board.
Yeah, and I mean, like, within our cluster, like, within, like, the other morning show people on the other stations that were owned, like, just, you know, down the hall, across the hall, all of that stuff.
Right,
And so it was just one of those things of realizing you can gather information while still continuing to get more information because everybody has a different viewpoint. And you even see that on the news, especially with headlines. I love looking at headlines and I love looking at the picture right below it because you can tell what their opinion is on the story and the people they're talking about based on the picture they use. Is it a flattering picture of this person? Is it unflattering? It's the psychology behind it is so astounding.
You come by your knowledge and your experience naturally because your mother, your father is probably the premier consultant for radio in the country.
They are both absolutely brilliant.
Work right along with her. So your mother puts together a prep every day that's very extensive. I don't know, she takes a lot of time to do it. But, yeah, there's information that we all kind of need to have. Now, one of the things, but you can tell, I hope you can tell by listening, what the specialty of the house is, if you will. Like if you go to a steakhouse, you get steak. You go to a fish place, you get fish. That sort of thing. So you go to a sports station, you're going to hear a lot about men's basketball and March Madness right now.
You're going to have a lot of yelling. My goodness.
Yeah, right.
Well, so like, much yelling.
Right, right. Yeah, that's the that seems, well, that makes it more male dominant. And that's the problem, to go off of opinion and think about the audience. This program is aimed at everybody, but because of your presence and because of Jennifer's presence and because of my attitude toward things, I want to, I don't want to leave men in the dust, but the women on the radio are underserved when it comes especially to news talk and sports talk. And there, a lot of these sports stations are now touting the fact they actually have a woman on the air. Oh, wow. Oh, gee. Isn't that great? You should get a gold star.
Women like sports?
No. Amazing, isn't it? Huh? Yeah.
Women know how to talk about sports? No.
Amazing. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spread that around. Anyway, speaking of March Madness, it's really start. Is it this weekend that it starts or next week or last weekend that it's?
It was this past weekend.
Yeah. Anything exciting? It goes to April the 8th. So there are a lot of people that put, I don't know why, you know, this is the time of year when you think about March Madness and all the focus on it. This is when the discussion began a number of years ago about paying these players, the college, you know, somehow or other, because they were all getting, the good ones were getting paid off. They were getting cars and they were getting clothes. And,
well, and people were making money off of them because there are video games, there are endorsement deals, and these student athletes weren't seeing a dime of it.
Yeah. So that changed it. So what's the difference between things like March Madness and, you know, what is going on in the NBA? Not much, frankly. Not much at all. All right,
well,
let's talk about
like the championship stuff, where NBA, yeah, that really doesn't heat up until May, June. Mm, you know, we're still in regular season. Who was it recently? Shaq was like, I think he said he's only watching the women's collegiate basketball. He's like, that's where the real talent is.
Yeah, it's exciting, actually. Okay, speaking of exciting, speculation over who is going to play James Bond has been ramped up big time. Reports yesterday that Aaron Taylor Johnson, who's a Brit, has been offered the role of James Bond. I don't really know this guy. I'm looking at pictures of him. He's been a lot of Marvel stuff, I guess. And is a big action.
Yeah, he was Quicksilver.
Star.
He was in Savages. He was in, I don't know if I can say the title of this film, Kick Butt.
Yeah. Kick Ass, Kick Butt, whatever. Okay, yeah. All right, but that's the rumor, but nobody's confirmed it. So that's kind of interesting in and of itself. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything in the site. Save on mouth-watering favorites by using the code OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com/Doug and get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order. That's OmahaSteaks.com/Doug.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
FT3 after the hour now on the Good Day program. It's Wednesday, Food Farm and Family time every day at foodfarmfamily.com. You can find an overview of the things we talk about here, plus other added information to help you make maybe decisions on what you're buying or what you shouldn't buy. Today, we celebrate a number of things, including National Macaroon Day. The origin of macaroons traced back to a French monastery, Jay. In the 8th century, there's a Swiss encyclopedia that documents the history and origins of cooking and baking records that puts the first biscuit, a macaroon, an almond biscuit of sorts, sometime around the 11th century. The first king of the dynasty in what was, you know, previously before Switzerland. Anyway, you can pronounce this guy's name if your life depended.
Well, also, we're talking about macarons, not macaroons.
Macarons? What's the difference between a macaron? That's right. There's only one R, one O. And what's a macaron versus a macaroon? Where did I fall into that hole?
The macarons are the, like, they're almost like little tiny sandwich-looking cookies.
Oh, yeah? Oh, like they have at Whole Foods now. They're little, they're flavored.
And they're in, like, different colors and they're different candy flavors. And they're really pretty aesthetically. Yeah. Super appealing. They're almost, like sandwich, like sandwich little cookies filled with jam or buttercream, ganache, stuff like that. Where macaroons are like coconut.
Right? Yeah, coconut. Yeah. All right, so there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Cookie. The expertise of Jay Kirshner here on the Good Day program. All right, let's spring into spring. Also celebrating today, farmers looking forward to the vernal equinox being completed. This is the first of four solar festivals this year, spring, summer, fall, winter. Hello, duh. This is the meaning of equinox in Latin is equal night. So that means that we have, that's why it's a fall equinox and a spring equinox, and it's not called an equinox when you go into the summertime or the wintertime because it's not equal. It's the solstice, right? Thank you. And that's the focus on the sun. So anyway, we welcome the longer days on the farm. We welcome planting, turning the soil over, all of that good stuff. And so, and maybe this is the reason that this is Ag Week, excuse me, National Ag Week, because it is the first week of spring and normally the time when farmers and folks that contribute to our food supply dairy farmers especially, because I guess maybe my focus is on cows. They work 365 days a year, so it's not so much for them that we celebrate. We do celebrate National Ag Week with that. And as a matter of fact, in the next week or two on the American Family Farmer, we'll have a couple of farmers who will help us celebrate National Ag Day, Ag Week, Ag Month. And so, anyway, the biggest flaw in all of this, and this is, if Trump gets reelected, my hope is that he will not reappoint Sonny Perdue, who was the guy who said, get bigger, the big get bigger and the small get out. What a moronic thing to say. Mostly dairy farmers have had big challenges, and that's one of the things we'll talk about as we move forward. Are you buying real milk? Are you serving real milk to your family? Real milk, 100%, no, like 2% or any of that stuff. The stuff that will help the bones of your children grow is from cows, mammary glands. It doesn't come from an almond. It doesn't come from a cashew. It doesn't come from soy. That doesn't do anything for the calcium, and that's the main purpose of drinking milk, frankly. So that's, listen, I wish you a happy Ag Day. Go off on one of my toots here. Skyline Chili has switched from Pepsi-Cola to Coca-Cola. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
People are irate.
Especially if you like Mountain Dew. So this is a big sound-off on social media. They have lived, not just in Ohio. They're all over the place now, aren't they? Or the mid-south, sort of Midwest. They're not everywhere, but they are in plenty of places. And they had Coke had a stranglehold on a lot of other there's always this back and forth between Pepsi and Coca-Cola. So they, for years, have had Pepsi, and now they're serving Coca-Cola, which is what? Dr. Pepper, Diet Coke, Coke Zero, Sprite.
Sprite, Fanta.
Right, Fanta.
Which Dr. Pepper, I believe, isn't part of the Coca-Cola line. They're their own thing, but they always partner with Coca-Cola.
Oh.
But, yeah, that's why a lot of places that, even if they serve Pepsi, you'll still have a Dr. Pepper option.
Ah, okay. Well, anyway.
Fun fact.
That reminds me of the old Saturday Night Live. Pepsi, Pepsi, Pepsi. Right? Hamburger, hamburger, hamburger. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. okay. So those of you who are Skyline fans, you're not happy because Mountain Dew is no longer being served there. You can complain to the management when you go in.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.